Wolfson, brother. June 4th, 1907. Typed. Dr. Wolfson. Dear brother, before we left your house for the cars, you asked me a question regarding the matter of your leaving Merced. I had not thought much of this matter until last night, when, in my sleep, I seemed to be conversing with you. I asked you if you had considered who would remain in your place to act a part in building up the church in that place. The message has now gone to Merced, and the Lord is moving upon hearts. There is a work to be accomplished there, and all that can possibly be done should be done now to create an interest in the truth that is being preached. Every jot of influence that can be placed on the side of truth and righteousness is now called for. You have many advantages. You have tact and ability to gain an influence. You are needed there to witness on the Lord's side. Your example, and the example of your brother's family, in the observance of the Sabbath, will be an influence for the truth in Merced. You are to be light-bearers to those who do not know the truth. It is your privilege to speak words to those with whom you associate that will deepen the impression that has been made by the camp meeting. Would you be willing to let your brethren carry your share of responsibility while you act no part in the work? God has given to every man his work. He has a part for you to act. In answer to your question, he says to you, "Not now." In the providence of God, the message of truth has been brought to your home. It is your privilege to bear a part in the proclamation of truth in that important place. It is your privilege to help prepare a people who will stand with God in the closing scenes of this earth's history. Do not move away from Merced in order to avoid responsibilities that you are assuredly capable of carrying. Your influence is needed in Merced. You can be a blessing where you are. I was shown that you and your wife can do a blessed work in Merced if you will. You can show to your friends and neighbors that you believe the truth for this time and that you are willing to answer the call of Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Our people in Merced have no place of their own in which to assemble for worship on the Sabbath. Is not this the time for you to help in the establishment of a church in your hometown? God has entrusted you with means, and He wants you now to respond to His call for help. He is placing you where you can give evidence to the world that you love God by sharing the responsibilities of His work. May the Holy Spirit move upon your heart and upon the heart of your brother to do at this time the work that he requires of all his stewards of means and intellect. I trust, my brother, that you and your wife and your brother and his family will meet the Lord's expectation of you at this time. He has lent you his goods to trade upon, and he will require of each his own again. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. By giving to the Lord of his own at this time, you can help the cause of God that needs assistance and at the same time witness to the work of grace and truth upon your own heart. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat and what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Matthew 6, verse 19-21, 24-26. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye were hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye were digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah, which bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, he shall comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a law to my people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Isaiah 51, verse 1 to 5. The Lord is glorified when His people enter new fields and occupy new territory. He desires that His people shall all unite in the sowing of the gospel seed. Now is your time to work in Merced. Let each do his appointed work and seek to make that work a specialty. The ministers have not time to stay long in one place. They cannot afford to linger over churches that have been long established. When the truth has been preached, the workers must move on and enter new fields. Christ and heavenly angels will unite with those who will do their appointed work, not trusting in self, but pleading with the Lord for His power and grace to be manifested. Read carefully the 60th and 61st chapters of Isaiah. There is inspiration and encouragement in these words for those who are called to act a part in the work of God in the earth.